Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for calling. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. Sorry, I had two things going at once. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you tonight. God bless you. It is 10:22. Good to be here. Last week, I don't know, there was some glitch with PGN, so it didn't allow me to get on, which I don't think it allowed you guys to get on either. So you probably knew that if you dialed in. So God bless you for staying with us and, again, being here. So praise God. Praise the Lord. Good to be back. So let's pray before we start. Father God, we thank you for this evening, God. We thank you, Lord, just for opening heaven, God, when we pray, as Luke 3:21 says, Lord. And thank you for reminding me of that, God. And we thank you, Lord, that even our prayers, Lord, and here on PGN, Lord, they are launching pads unto you, God. We pray, Lord, that you would send your missiles, Lord, and annihilate the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and silence the voice of the enemy on our behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for doing your mighty work and by your mighty word, God. We thank you for the power of your word and the power of your name, Father God. And we call upon you. And we thank you, Lord, that you sealed us and you testify that we are your sons and we are your daughters, Lord. We thank you, God, for calling us into your kingdom. We thank you that we can call you Father and Abba and run to you, God, and that you move, God, you welcome us, Lord, with open arms and an open heart, Father God, with a great invitation of great mercy, great strength, Lord, and great fortitude for us, Lord, to encourage our faith and to build us up, Father God. So we thank you for these things, Lord, and may we bless your name this evening, Lord, as we dedicate our time unto you. God, we ask that you move mightily by your heart and by the power of the Holy Spirit, God, and asking for even a spirit of grace and supplication to be into this place, Father God, and speak to your sons and your daughters, Lord, as they are seeking you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Wow, so I was reading, I was reminded the other day, or just this week, really. Oh, you know, I just realized something. I highlighted that. I was going to read from John 15, and I just realized today is the 15th, which I honestly didn't know that. I didn't put those two things together until I just made a marking on the paper. So thank you, Lord. Okay, one second. So last time I was here, I just want to say that if anyone ever has a note or something they want to tell me or share with me, that you can actually text the program to Randy and just say, could you please forward this message to Deborah for me and thank him kindly. Try not to make it too long. Just make it something he can copy and paste and quickly send to me. That would be great. But just go ahead and text the program if you, you know, have a word or something to say or to share for me personally. Otherwise, when your phone line is open, you can share with the group and the others that are listening here. So that would be greatly appreciated. So anyways, I'm just sharing that little in-house keeping navigational tool there. So thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. So let's go back. Let's go to John 15. And let's just start here. We're just going to read like the first 9 or 10 verses. Actually, I know exactly where we're going to end. But it says, here, let's read it. Hold on 1 second. Let me check this and the amplified and see what that says real quick before I oh gosh, that's good. All right, let's just read it in the New King James Version and then we'll switch over and check out a couple of different other versions. Okay. So verse 1. I am the vine. You guys know this. I am the vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You have already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. And some versions say remain. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, and neither can you unless you abide in me. Jesus speaking, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch, as is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. And then verse 9, it says, and as the Father loved me, I also love you. Abide in my love. And other versions say, do not doubt, but believe my love for you. And basically, this is what the Lord, not even basically, but the concept of Jesus loving us, loving you, loving me the way the Father love the Son is really beyond almost my comprehension as soon as I say that. But I'm thankful to the Lord that he wants us to comprehend this and to remain and to not doubt the Father's love for us. So I just think that's a beautiful stance and a beautiful thing to also even pray through, to meditate on, to ponder, even as we come across other verses and other remembrances of how much the Father loved the Son is precisely how much Jesus loves us. And so that is broad and vast, his love for us. So that is very cool. I just thought that was a good word to meditate and to ponder on. Let me look this up, and I'm going to look this up in and let's see what these tools say, if anything. This one says continue in me. To remain, abide, the reference to a place, to sojourn, tarry, do not depart, to continue to be present, to be held, kept continually, and reference to time, to continue to be and not perish, to last, endure, survive, in reference to the state of condition, to remain as one, not to become another or different, to wait for and wait one. So there are different, measures there as we walk through this. No matter what our testing and our trials and our journey, right, we are to remain in him and to keep looking to him. And that's exactly, we know, as you guys know, you're strong in your faith and in your belief. That's exactly what Jesus did as well. And so we know we're following after him, and he's following after us. So praise God. Hey, so last time we were here too, I was asking if anyone had heard from or knew anything about Jennifer from North Carolina. So if anyone knows anything when I open your phone line, please pass that along, because I haven't listened too much over the last week and a half. So, or if she's dialed in, I haven't, on another night, I haven't heard. So I'm curious if any of you guys have heard, you could give me the 411 on that. But let's open up the phone line. I know we're starting early and kind of kicking it off tonight. So let's just see where how the Lord leads us and guides us tonight as we bless his name in this place. So praise God. So let's open up our first caller at 803-991. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deborah. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, how are you? You know, just right before you said your name, I don't know why it came to me. It just, and I was like, I think this is Angela from South Carolina.
Yes. Me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Maybe you and pray for you. So, Father God, we thank you for Angela, Father God, in Jesus' name. We lift her up to you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her standing, God, and even the Lord lifting you up, you know, and I don't know if he's putting you in a certain place, if he's guiding you, lifting you up to set you in a certain place, which may be, you know, because, or the Lord's like going to present something to you, you know, present a certain place to you, a certain something to you, maybe that you've been asking, I'm not sure. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, just for the lifting up, God, and the secure, you know, like his word says that he has his mighty right hand. And this is in reference to, because we know that the Lord is a spirit, right? God is a spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is liberty. So he's a spirit. Well, but it gives reference to things that we can associate with in our own humanity so that we can connect with him, you know, like these metaphors and parallels and whatnot. And, you know, when it talks about his mighty right hand, it had something to do with Pharaoh, even when they were delivered out of Egypt. And then there was a lot of references to that as well, because Pharaoh would lift up his right hand, and that would mean that that was his hand of power and authority over the people and over the community. But the Lord, he is strong and mighty to save, and he lifted up his mighty right hand to deliver the people out of the hands of Pharaoh, because he is strong and mighty. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, for just even in the sense going above and beyond what is in the natural to bring forth the supernatural in Angela's life, Lord, and even in the, and even in the lives of the callers, Father God. We thank you, God, for moving mightily, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, Lord, that you present, Lord, you guided and leaded the people of Egypt into freedom, God, and you presented them. You had a place for them in a promised land, Lord. I pray that you present Angela, God, to the place that you have her stationed, God. I don't know if that's a place of, excuse me, prayer, or, you know, where he has you stationed and fixed. You know, I heard one woman one time, when we used to attend these community luncheons, she would come at some times, and she was definitely an intercessor and very anointed on her, taking her job seriously. But I remember one day she was telling me, I never had a region before. The Lord gave me this region, you know. And so she was stationed there, is what I'm saying, is like the Lord had her stationed in an area, and she knew clearly where her region was, and that this was something that the Lord had given her or ordained for her and purposed for her to pray, and that there was, you know, this, according to his will and his purpose for her. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, and we just call that forth on Angela's behalf, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, and we thank you, Lord, that you even move mightily in and through her life, God, with the will and purposes that you have for her as well, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because when we navigate that way as well, we navigate both on the offensive and the defensive, you know, for the kingdom of God. So praise the Lord. God bless you.
It.
So very good.
Thank you. Yes. Wow. Well, I'm definitely praying over my city. I know I do that where I live. And, Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, when the tornado came through about a month ago, I mean, like my area, I mean, there was not even a branch or a leaf in the yard. It was nothing. And but around down the street, it was a lot of trees uprooted and stuff like that. Of course, the power was out, but, you know, so I was thankful. Nothing fell on our apartment area, nothing like that. So, yeah, I do pray for my city.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Praise God for that.
Yes, I thank you for that. Yeah.
That's
you were
cool.
Mentioning about a person named Jennifer. No, I have listened, but I haven't heard her. Angela Joyce show up quite often. I called in Sunday. I didn't hear her. So I don't know. I know a lot of people still don't have their phones working. Even here in this area, we don't have phones at work. And so we're having to use our own personal cell phones to take company calls. So some people don't have their phones.
Wow.
And Verizon's constantly going in and out, too. That's another thing. So some people, you know, they can't make calls.
Oh, their carrier. Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that. Wow.
I hope everything's okay with her and everything, but no, I know, like I said, some people, the phones, the internet, we don't even have that because, like I said, we took the power out at work, and I work in Georgia, but that's been gone. We had to go buy a little box and stuff just to get on the internet, so, and that goes in and out still, so hopefully soon we can get all the wires stuff reconnected. Yeah.
Wow. So do they have like an expectation date that they're working with or kind of tentatively have thrown out there for you guys or no?
They have thrown out a lot of dates and nothing has happened. But I know the owners, yeah, he decided to go with Starlink, which is that Musk guy. But a lot of people got their equipment really fast and they asked for it. So, but we're supposed to, I think it's tomorrow, they're supposed to come with the Starlink because everybody else he's tried to keep saying we're going to come this day or do that, come that day, and they did come last week at Affinity, but they couldn't, the wires or something, they said about the wires, they could not reconnect them or something, they needed some type of other connector, so we had to wait a little longer, but yeah, so.
Well, I hope with Jennifer, I hope it's just that simple, you know, that it's just
right.
her phone, even though that can be very frustrating and,
yeah.
Unsettling in itself. Yeah.
Right. She doesn't have, she has a cell phone. She rarely uses it, but her home phone's still not working. That's been almost a month now also. So we can't call her at home because her phone line, they're still down. I think regular phone lines maybe, and some of the cell phones too. So, yeah, can't make certain calls. And
okay.
Yeah. Well, hopefully everything's good with her. It is. Yeah.
And how about you? Do you have any prayer requests?
Well, if you could pray for a friend of mine, his name is Mister. That's his name. And if you could just pray for him, that God would bring him to the light and to the truth, some things, namely salvation. But yeah.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll pray for him. Yeah, for sure. Okay, thanks for calling. Good to hear your voice.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Let me mute you and pray for your friend.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks. So, Father God, we lift up Angela's friend, Mister, to you, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we ask, Lord, that you would surround him, Father God, and know the circumference of his being, the circumference of his steps, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would lead him and guide him to you, God, that he would have that compelling grace. The spirit of grace would compel him unto the kingdom of God, Lord. And I pray that you would give him the courage to respond, Lord, Father God, and the quickening in his heart, Lord, to know, Lord, that you're calling him to for the response, God. I pray, Lord, not only would you show your marvelous light, Lord, but you, Lord, would just turn on the light of faith that is in his heart, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you would begin blessing his ears to hear and his spirit to understand, Father God, that it might guide him on a path, Lord, of life and unto you and unto your name, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for continuing to place people in his path like Angela, Lord, to speak truth, to demonstrate your grace and your love to him, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, and I know that I pray this, but that the dimension, Lord, that we, Lord, the height and the length and the width and the depth of the love of God for him, God, that fourth dimension, Lord, that supersedes anything in the natural and becomes supernatural, Father God. And even as we talked about love tonight, Father God, I pray, God, when he receives your love, Lord, and responds, Lord, in faith, God, as your word says to in Titus, to he receiving it by grace, Lord, that he would remain and abide in it, Father God, that it would be unchanging unto him, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for unlocking even things in his mind, opening things up, Lord, that haven't been opened before, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for just illuminating truth, illuminating, Lord, your love, God, the fourth dimension of your love to him, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for stamping even his personality with your love, God, through and be experiential, Lord, in the sense of not just to experience it, God, but in the transformational sense, Father. We ask these things, Lord, for your name and for your glory, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord, for the work of the cross, the purpose of the cross, to shine forth and to shed forth, Father God, in Mister's life, Lord. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, help him again, bless his understanding for him to know what it was for Jesus and even being a man, God, being fully God but fully man, Lord, to go to your cross, Lord, and saying he nobody takes his life, but he lays it down. God, help use the part of Jesus that was fully man to identify with Mr. Father God, that to unlock those truths and that great grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Okay, let me open up the phone line here. 920-572. Good evening. This is Angie, right, from Virginia?
Anne from Wisconsin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. I thought Angela was correcting me. Yeah, thank you. God bless you. Okay.
Thank you.
It's been a couple weeks, yeah. And when I can't, like, I was trying to turn back before I came on to see to get the numbers, and anyways, so I apologize again. So let me pray for you. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight. So Father God, we thank you for Anne Father God, in Jesus' name, and we lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for building her up. Lord, you know, it's funny, but funny in the sense of the other verse, in Peter, I think it's 1 Peter or 2 Peter, 1st or 2nd Peter, it talks about, he's talking about being a living stone. And being built up in the Lord, that we have a place and a dwelling place in him, you know, and our dwelling place is being built up. And it's not, it's like within the city, but it doesn't have city walls either, you know, because you become his dwelling place. And you are that firm foundation wherever he's leading you, wherever he's placed you, you know. And for, and it is, as women of God, it is for our families. And it is for bringing our families to the grace and to the altar of God, you know, and to be faithful in that. Because Titus talks about that too, and not in a, not in a, I was going to say a weird way, but not in a religious way, if you will, but yet still the function and the purpose of our faith definitely is for our households. And imparting and instilling unto them, and even demonstrating through sacrifice. And sometimes we get, what was I going to say, like maybe criticized or, you know, persecuted in some ways with family, you know, misunderstood and that. But the Lord, you know, calls us to stand in that as well and to bear those burdens and to keep pressing in with the love of God and stepping into it and finding resolution, finding resolve. And that's not always easy when those are closest to us. You know, our hearts are open to them. And sometimes that wound can go deeper, that affliction can feel deeper, and it causes us to step back, you know, you know, this just becomes a little bit more, it feels more complicated maybe, as some might say. But the Lord really does call us to stand in that and to forgive and to really be that example and that living stone, going back to that living stone. It's like you're placed there as the foundation, as that firm cornerstone in your family household, you know, and then it's built upon with others. Whether it's side by side or stone upon stone, you know. So we thank you, Father God. Yeah, you know, like precept upon precept, line upon line, that's the living stones. You know, we come alongside of each other, come alongside of each other. And what they do receive, allow the Lord to water that in their hearts. You know, the belief that they do have in the Lord and who he is and his word, you know, even though some, it might be limited understanding, but allow that to allow the Lord, like, and pray and saturate that and receive it. Receive how they receive the Lord, right? And then you, and then ask the Lord how to build bridges into the communications into that. Because when we receive them there, they are, their hearts are open. It says, okay, we have this mutual understanding and this mutual acceptance on who God is and what he can do and yada, yada, okay? And even if their view is limited, but grasping their understanding and being able to build a bridge into that, then you're able to impart the power of God, impart the living word to them. And you're building them up. You're building them up to become living stones. So I thank you, Lord, for the placement that Anne has. In fact, let me just look up that verse. I want to say it's 1 Peter 2. That's what I'm going to say, because I think that's right. Yes, it is. Okay, so here, I'm just going to start at verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that which the Lord is gracious. Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also are living stones and are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Oh, man, there's something on that. So, Father, we thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Just let the power of your word reside and abide in Anne, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, for her recognizing God and even the holy priesthood where she's to pray and intercede on their behalf, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know I've said this, told this testimony or story before in the past, but when I was witnessing to my dad, he did not understand the words born again and salvation. To them, that meant, because they had a very traditional upbringing, traditional church, to him that meant that he was defecting from his really denominational thing. It was a denominational thing for him. It felt like that verbiage was a different denomination and he wasn't going to go there. He wasn't going to listen. He was not receptive to it because he had a presupposition that it meant I was trying to lead him into another denomination, which is not what I was doing. I was trying to lead him into a relationship and salvation with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so because he understood the word eternal life, I needed to use the word, I just needed to change some of my verbiage to help unlock his heart and cross the bridge for him to receive and to understand, because the things that we both believed about Jesus were true and remained, because that was part of his traditional where he was. So I knew he had some faith already. It's just he didn't have the full understanding of what it meant to come unto the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ to actually receive eternal life. And like just a few of those pieces weren't put together the way that they should have been. So so as a living priest or a living stone, right, and a holy priesthood and a living stone, I learned that from somebody else as well, and it worked incredibly well. I was like, that's incredible that I still use that same principle when I agree with somebody. I'll start there because I know their defenses aren't up, and I can really impart. You can really impart the word of God without actually saying it's the word of God, because you know those truths and you're speaking them. You can speak it, and you don't even have to say, well, the word says this or whatever. You know, I mean, of course, you do it according to how the Spirit of Grace leads you, but you can impart. When their hearts are open, they're going to receive, and there's nothing defending it. There's no defenses up, and even in their mind or their beliefs, they're not against it. They're for it, and then you can actually plant a good seed there and then get a good conversation going to see really the depth of their understanding and where they're at. So that's cool for you. So praise God.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you. And I thank the Lord. I had to leave my apartment and come in my car because my internet is not working at apartment, and it kept disconnecting me when I tried to call you. But when I was walking out of my apartment, I was saying to the Lord about witnessing to people. And then when I got my car and I'm like, oh, I think I want Deborah to pray for my girls, because they're born again, but they are not walking with the Lord. They are not. And it's hard for me to watch what is happening in their lives, you know, and and I think of my mom, like what you said about your dad. My mom thinks she's born again because she got baptized when she was a Lutheran, you know, and I think the Lord is putting a new love in me for my mom, because my mom and I are at heads all the butting heads all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, with my sister, my mom does not do that to my sister. My second sister, I'm the oldest, and then it would be the next sister down. And so when my sister is around, she's born again Christian, and she loves on my mom so much, and I'm trying to mirror her so I can love on my mom too, you know.
Yeah.
But wow. What was that scripture again, Deborah?
It was 1 Peter 2.
Okay. Thank you. That is,
yeah.
Wow, that is an awesome, awesome scripture.
Yeah, I know. When I was reading it, I was like, I felt presence of God on that. So, okay, well, pray for your daughters. And I'll say this, too. That place that feels unsettled, I do believe that's the Spirit of God, you know, for you to keep praying with your holy priesthood, you know, to keep praying for them to see and to regain and to go deeper in the things of the Lord, or return, or whatever needs to be done, you know, where they need to rid themselves from the things of, okay, so let me read this verse to you too, and really everyone, because I was reading this too in Titus, because I didn't realize this. Let me see. In Titus 2:11. So Titus 2:11, it says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us. So his spirit, his grace, the spirit of grace, which is the spirit of God, is the one that's teaching us. And, you know, because there were some things in my spirit that were unsettled with my son, and I just had to keep praying and keep praying and keep praying until the release finally came. And, you know, he kind of came to his senses, if you will, and ridded himself and departed from some evil that was happening, in my opinion, apparently God's opinion more so than mine. And I'm also praying, you know, like for his protection, so the Lord would preserve that and continue to draw him closer to the Lord, you know. So sometimes when I speak to him, I'll say just like casually, oh yeah, well, I prayed about that, and then this is what happened. And like, so I'm kind of like, you know, I don't do it right off the bat. Like, we had talked for like 30 minutes, and towards the end of the call, you know, where we were both already connecting, his heart was already open, and I wasn't talking about, I mean, I was just talking about myself, and just happened to, I felt like the Lord told me to say that. But anyways, so it's teaching us, the grace of God, the Spirit of God is teaching us. And then it says, it goes on to say, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior. Wait, excuse me. Hold on one second. You did have a phone call. Excuse me. I had to exit out because I was on there. So, but check your call. Thank you. So it is the Spirit of grace and the Spirit of God to teach them. I would even pray that prayer, you know, in Titus 2:11, that the Spirit would just begin teaching them to deny ungodliness and live soberly and live a righteous life, you know, and that the Lord would begin, you know, just to, you know, however else he has you pray over that, you know, because they're your daughters, so you have to trust that he's giving you the prayers to pray. And you can even ask him, Lord, I mean, I say this a lot here too, because when I walk through something I don't know, or I know the Lord's praying or asking me to pray over something, I'll say, Lord, teach me to pray. Meaning, and sometimes when I'm saying teach me to pray, I'm saying basically as well, equally, what do you want me to pray? How can I pray over this? Lord, what is the effective word? I want my prayers to be effective. Where's the target? Show me where the target is, Father, because Paul says, you know, we're not like boxers who are just boxing in the air. We are actually hitting the target. So ask the Lord, where's the target, Lord? When we hit the target on this, you know, is there a target on, you know, my oldest daughter? Is there a target on my youngest daughter? And if he's showing you a target on one of their backs or their heart, you know what I'm saying? Like where that target is, then just begin praying that. And then when you're reading the word of God or hearing the word of God or even hearing a song and you're thinking of them or you see that target on that one's heart or on that back, and then just begin to release that, you know, in that moment, you know, and just like actively being involved in how the Lord is moving in their lives throughout the day, you know.
Okay, thank you so much. That helps. That brings me peace.
Oh, well, praise God. Yeah, I kind of was pretty passionate about that. So let's pray over your daughters and your mom's situation with your mom as well. So I'm going to close your phone line and then just go ahead and pray over that as well, okay?
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Well, I'm glad you got on. Thank you for going the extra mile there to get on. That's wild, and I can't believe you're in Wisconsin. Your Wi-Fi's not working that well, so I didn't know these things were happening still. So thank you for sharing that. So, Father God, we thank you for Anne. God, we thank you, Lord, for her dedication and even, you know, the sacrifice, really, Lord, to call in, God, to go that extra step, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for her daughters as well, Lord. She's going that extra step, God, and stepping in to the place of your power, God, that you would connect her, Father God, to your word, to your presence, Lord, and to your power, Father God, to be released, Lord, in prayers for her daughters, Lord, that they would learn through the grace of God, Lord, to deny ungodliness, Lord, and to walk in those things, Lord, that you would truly be their teacher, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you are with Anne, directing her prayers, God, and that place within her that's unsettled in her, Father God. That's your heart, that your heart of righteousness. To lead them, Father God, and we just pray all of Titus 2:11 upon them, Father, and we thank you, Lord, that really no one can disqualify them when you've qualified them, Father God, but Lord, may they not lose their reward either, Father, so we thank you, Lord, help them to walk on a path of righteousness, Lord. We call them forth into the light. Help them to see, Lord, and bring conviction where conviction is due. And help them to see it for what it really is, God. And we thank you, Lord, for just giving them a tender heart and giving all of us, God, a tender heart, Lord, that we don't want to sin against you, Lord, that we don't want to scorn your grace, Father. Just like I wouldn't want to divorce my husband because that would hurt him, God, and likewise him to me, Father God, and it's the same way, God, we don't intentionally sin, Lord, knowing it's going to hurt and wound your heart, Father God, and scorn the grace of God, Lord, so we thank you for making our hearts so sensitive, Lord, as David was, God, that we do not even commit a presumptuous sin. God, we thank you for the heart of humility to come before you and lay our lives before you, God, upon your altar, Lord. And we just, Lord, rebuke pride and greed and lust, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for receiving us and our households in Jesus' name. Amen. And we pray for Anne's mom as well. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for just, you know, any spirit of Leviathan or like that python thing, Lord. I just pray, Father God, for humility there, God, that Anne would even take the low place, like, Lord, as it sounds like she is, Lord, is imitating her sister and having that desire to move in a heart of love towards her mom, Father God. We just thank you for the wisdom that yields patience to do so, God. And we thank you for what you're creating and forming of your likeliness in Anne, God, that is precious and priceless, Father. So we thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, our next caller here, 828-442. Good evening. Is this Jennifer from North Carolina?
It is. Yes. Hi. It's been a while.
Hi. How are you? I know. Did you know I was asking about you?
No, I didn't. We, you know, got hit by that hurricane and yeah, it's kind of changed life, so to speak.
Yeah, well, tell us, so it was Helene, was that the one that you,
yes.
Or no?
Mm-hmm.
Helene,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us, because I've been asking about you for weeks, and if anyone else has heard from you, in case you dialed in at another time or space.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about, take your time actually and tell us how you're doing and your city?
Well, it's total devastation. Like, I'm from Yancey County, which is just about 45 minutes outside of Asheville, which actually got hit harder than Asheville. And,
I was on top
of the mountain, and our road literally turned into a river. We had no access in or out, and I am out of there now. Greg was able to get me out, but my parents are still there. There's still no electricity, no water, nothing. Like, I think they're struggling right now with the cold.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and showers. They haven't had shower in, like, 17 days. So, it's just hard. It changes view. Like, I've never been somebody that's, you know, I think about things a lot, what I'm grateful for. But I'm even more grateful now for shower. Just cold drinks, you know, just a cold drink, things like that, ice, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was really difficult, but God has been gracious. Through the storm, even because we got hit by the hurricane, and then a tornado came through up where I lived right after the hurricane.
Wow!
So yeah, it pretty much, like, they're saying another 6 months for electricity, and up there, another 6 months. And as far as the roads are gone. The way that we get out to go into the city to buy food. Complete devastation. And I have not been able to watch videos or look at images yet, other than obviously the ones that I took and, you know, what happened in my area, just because I've been processing a lot. And today is actually the first day that I feel like I haven't been depressed or grieving.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot to process. Like, and during the storm, the Lord, he was good because he guided me, like, told me what to do. Like, I would hear, like, a worship song playing, and he'd tell me, worship me in the song. And then he had me at one, you know, he prepared me, because I'd say it was about 6 months ago, he led me to read a prophetic, it was a worship book, but it was about prophetic acts in the Bible. And I heard him that morning, and he's like, do you remember that book that I had you read? And I'm like, yes. And he said, I'm going to have you do this prophetic act. And I was leaning back, my back against my bed frame, just because I was afraid that I was watching the, well, when it got light out, It was pitch black when it came through, but when it started getting light out, I could barely see the trees, and it was, I would rather it had been dark, because when I started to see what was going on outside, it was like super scary. At that point, he had told me, he said, I want you to do this prophetic act, and he had me take my hands and like push back from forward and backwards and from side to side. So like push back, like when the wind started blowing, like push back, push back, push back. I did that for three and a half solid hours, nonstop.
Wow.
It completely exhausted me. And then I thought it was all over. And then I wasn't aware that it was a tornado that was coming through. So when that was over, I'd gone downstairs to see if my parents were okay. And I went back up to my room, and the Lord said, do you know what you're doing? And I'm like, well, you're having me push back the wind. That's what I thought he was having me do. And he said, no. Mm-hmm. He said, I was having you push back the trees. And we lost I want to say 27 trees. And we went outside,
wow.
And like the trees that fell down barely missed our cabin. I mean, we're talking like a hair. Where so many of the houses up there, the trees fell through the roof. There's holes and stuff. God, just, I feel like because of the prophetic acts and what he led me to do, that it saved the cabin. So
yeah. We
were lucky in that fact that we didn't have damage to the cabin. But as far as the road and access up there, it, like, it's not gotten any better. And so parents are trying to wait on their generator to come in, and just, you know, normal, you know, things that we just take for granted every day, the normal things, and just, yeah, just struggling.
Wow. But, oh, my gosh. Now,
yeah,
why? Okay, so since you got out, why did they decide to stay there? I mean, is anyone coming? Like, are they starting to help in the area do certain things that they're, you know what I'm saying? Because how are they getting to? How are they getting food? How are they, you know?
Well, I was there for 12 days, and I saw no whatsoever as far as government. Every help that we got was local community. Unbelievable. Like my mom actually had some medical issues. Her blood pressure, like from 76 over 39, she was ready to hit the floor. And just at that moment, there was like a four-wheeler that pulled up in the driveway that had, of all things, liquid IV. And we were able to give it to her, to where we got her blood pressure back up. So, and, you know, because the road was like a river, I was, you know, obviously you don't have toilets, you can't flush. So I was going out to get like buckets of water from, you know, just trying to get as much water as we could before it leveled off. And we ran out, like it dried up, and my mom and I were praying for toilet water, and somebody pulls in the 4x4, you know, 4x4-wheeler. They're like, do you need toilet water? So it's just like God has been, like he was answering prayers, and the community has been wonderful. I don't, like the helicopters, like we had people trying to get us helicopters for supplies, and the government is like, no, if you fly over that area, well, it's actually all of the area is very widespread, you will be arrested. And so we weren't getting the drops. And we had one helicopter pilot. We heard him come down because they had us draw like this big X in the middle of a portion of the road that was safe and for helicopter to land. And, you know, went for days, and finally one landed, and he's like, yeah, I'm not supposed to be doing this, but basically he said, screw them, you know, there's people that need help. And he had just rescued like a mother and her child. She was having a heart attack, So, you know, but the government wasn't allowing any. It was bad. I don't think I've seen, and my parents still haven't seen any, as far as the government doing anything. It's been community, which has been really a beautiful thing to watch and to experience. Mm-hmm. But one thing I did hear through the storm is God told me, and I didn't know what he meant, because I didn't know how bad it was. I didn't, you know, when you hear hurricanes, you know, usually by the time it gets to us, it dissipates. You just don't expect. And they said it's like a biblical thing, like this is something that is a biblical proportion. But we weren't expecting it, and there's been so, like, the reports on lives lost is so incorrect. I think the last time I heard, they were saying like 200 and something. And I know mm-hmm. just when they were coming up our street with body bags, they had already collected 100 bodies that day. So we're talking like subdivision below us.
Hundreds more.
Yeah, totally gone. Like, I don't, like I said, I mentally, emotionally, I have not been able to get online to look at a lot. Today, I've changed my mindset, and I'm just like, you know, I've got to intentionally shift my mind and focus on what I can control, which is my mood, and just trust God. But anyway, during the storm, he told me, I heard him clear as day, he said, things will never be the same again. And I, of course, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, when I heard that morning, I'm thinking, with my life, like what does that mean? Because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, like, the whole landscape's changed. Like, there's waterfalls, rivers, where there was none. Where there was a river, it's, you know, four times as wide. And that's what issue they're having with the road. The roads are gone, and they can't stop the water. And it's very dangerous to even travel. And so they're kind of stuck. But to answer your question, it's basically they decided to stay, one, because I mean, there was so much, like, we were fully stocked for winter. And, of course, I think it was, like, on the 6th, 7th day, you know, food starts to spoil, so we had to burn it all. And there's a lot of, you know, bleaching out the freezers and stuff like that. And then, of course, they wanted to prepare it for winter, the pipes, so they didn't bust. And then before I left, they were going to come leave with me, but we have a lot of looters, and now there's a lot of people coming into, what are they called? They live in your house. Squatters, yes. So they're afraid to leave now. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's pretty cold. Mom's fingers are blue. She keeps sending me, like, pictures, and she can barely type. They have no electricity, but someone up there has, one of those, the links that they'll put it on for like 15 minutes. So I have some communication with them. She'll like write a letter in the morning, and then if she can get it, she'll send it to me and update me. But it's definitely, prayers are definitely needed in the area. And restoration, for sure. I don't know how. I mean, 6 months for electricity, we're talking prep where we live, and then as far as the roads, I cannot even see them. We're talking years, probably years and years, if they're even able to.
So, oh, my gosh. Well, that is incredibly, wow. That is shockingly devastating. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think I had asked almost every week. I think Rhonda mentioned you too, and I was like, I mean, last week there was something happening with Blog Talk and I couldn't get on, but has anyone heard from Jennifer? And, you know, any other, just let me know if she's called in somewhere else and I missed it, you know.
No, I haven't.
So, wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Now, tell me what county that is again.
This is Yancey County. There was the one thing
did
I
you
did
say Yancey
see,
with a Y?
Yancey. Yes, Yancey County. Yeah. The one thing I did see, there was a reporter. He was a storm chaser. He's been a storm chaser for 14 years. And I saw a post from him where he said in 14 years of storm chasing, he has never in his life seen the amount of damage that was done to Yancey County. And it is that bad. So,
you know what? I want to encourage you to, you'll have to Google to do this, but I know Samaritan's Purse was helping up there because they have the cove in Boone, and they closed down the cove. I mean, there was some flooding there, but they're actually using that center as like a headquarters to help with some of the leaders and the police and the fire and stuff like that and kind of dispatch out from there. But I know Samaritan's Purse was actively involved, and they know they still are up there. Because anybody who lives in that area as well, or in Florida or Tennessee, they will take volunteers and to go up there. But I would call them, Jennifer, and Samaritan's Purse and see if they have anything set up in your county and where the nearest, you know, it could be, and giving them maybe even your parents' address. Letting them know what the needs are I would literally call them and talk to them because they love people and they work with excellence and they're responsive to the needs. So, and again, I don't know where they're stationed and how far and if they have the ability, but I definitely, Jennifer, I mean, I don't know that anyone's ever personally called, but I just feel, you know, compelled to tell you to call them. And
the community, I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was very traumatic. I think, I don't know if it was the second or the third day, all the neighbors, you know, just got together, and my dad went down there and came back and he told my mom and I, he's like, girls, sit down. And he looked like super serious. And he just, like, with tears in his eyes, he goes, we're going to die here. And I'm like, Dad, we're not going to die. Like, God's got us, you know. He's like, Jennifer, I don't want to hear that right now. He goes, I'm telling you, we're going to die. Because we can't get in. We can't leave. Nobody can get to us. You know, and then I think it was the next day. And, I mean, there had been so many chainsaws. Like, they literally had to cut their way through to get to us, but only on four-wheelers. And even, I mean, these people risked their lives to get to us, even on the four-wheelers. And it was just like a stream of constant people bringing us water, which was part of our problem because we didn't have a whole lot of water, and we lost water because we're on a well, and that works by electricity. So we were rationing it, you know, and I was afraid to drink much because, of course, I was worried about my parents. But when they first started giving out the water, it was just like, thank you, God, because we were all so dehydrated. But it was just like a constant stream of volunteers on four-wheelers and, you know, even helping my dad, who's 78, you know, remove the trees from the driveway and cut them up because he was very stressed, didn't know how he was going to do that. And we're taking everything he had. So it's just the amount of people that everyone has come to help. Now it's kind of gradually, it's died down now, of course, but which is difficult. because there's still needs, like everybody has needs up there. And most of the people have stayed up there. There's only one that left, and that is because they had a stroke. He was out in the middle of the road with a stroke, so he left for medical reasons, but it's just because of the looters. Like, it's pretty bad.
Wow.
So.
Gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow.
But we're
wow.
alive. Like, there's just so yeah. many people that do not have homes anymore. They do not have anything. And people that have lost their lives. And, you know, mm-hmm. I feel guilty because I left. And I also feel, you know, that survivor's guilt even. It's like
mm-hmm.
you start hearing some of the stories, or even, you know, when you see the medical come up with body bags and you realize that, because we didn't have access to the outside world either. We had no idea what was going on outside of
mm-hmm.
where we live on top of the mountain
mm-hmm.
until the people started showing up, and they're like showing us pictures and videos, and the helicopter pilot showing us videos, and it was just like, you know,
it's a mass
traumatizing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to say, I had shared a few weeks ago, I did have a supervisor who lives in the Boone area. And he said they had to evacuate him and his family. And he learned that his house was okay, but the bridges were out. So there was no way for him to get to back to his house. But I guess neighbors had said, like, your house is intact and no trees fell on it. And when they went the next day or however many days after, he said it was devastating to see homes completely mm-hmm. demolished that were there the
yeah.
day before, you know. So I'm supposed to speak to him maybe this week, I think, but he, I don't know if he's still displaced from his home because of the roads and the bridges, you know, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
I know we are, like, there's still, like, it's dangerous. So.
Yeah, that's very scary. Well, let me pray for you and your parents.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for calling in tonight, really, because
I definitely needed the encouragement. I've been waiting. So.
Yeah. Okay, let me pray for you. Okay, I might open up your phone line after I pray for you. So, Father God, we just lift up Jennifer to you. Father God, we thank you, Lord, really, for her obedience unto your voice and unto your ways, Lord, even in the midst of great devastation, God, in the midst of the storm and the unknowing, God, her prophetic acts, God, through the willingness and obedience of your name and the spirit of grace, Lord, upon her life, Father God, Lord, in you teaching her, Lord, we thank you, God, for this testimony unto your name, God, for preserving their lives, Lord, her family and their house, Lord, and just, Lord, all that you've bestowed upon them, Father God. We pray for her parents. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, for continuing to make provisions for them. God, protect them, Lord, even from the weather and the elements, Lord. Give them creative ideas and creative solutions and how to keep warm, even if it's with newspaper or wrapping paper, any type of paper, Lord, whatever. Lord, I thank you, Father God, again, Lord, for giving them, bestowing unto them creative resolutions and solutions, Lord, for them to keep warm, God. I pray, Lord, that you would expedite the generator that they have need of, Lord, to be delivered to them in Jesus' name. God, we ask for the continuation of their needs and the resources that they need, Father God. We thank you, God, for the provision of water, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for every person that Jennifer would reach out to, whether it be churches, organizations, and the community, God. that they would be able to respond and to help meet a need that her family and the community has. Father God, we thank you, Father, Lord, that you never leave us or forsake us. So we pray for the preservation of their health and of their faith, Lord. And we thank you for continuing to respond and to answer prayers, Lord. I pray for Jennifer, Father God, that you would mend her heart, Lord, and fill those places, Lord, with your balm and your goodness again, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and just the places, Lord, that in her spirit and in her soul that took in that devastation, Father, through sight and sound and smell, God, and proximity, Father God, I ask, Lord, for the fullness of restoration and souls first, God, and even in her parents, Lord, in their mind, will, and emotions, that you would bring restoration unto them, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you bring restoration unto the city as well, Father. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that even every glass, even an offering of cold water, Lord, a refreshing, God, and renewing of strength and grace is from you, Father. So we thank you, Lord, that you would do a mighty work in her, God, even as she rests in you, God, and literally sleeps, Lord, that your angels would minister, Lord, and encamp around her and protect her, Father God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, how you continue to speak to her and navigate, Lord, your healing and your presence, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, and bringing her to wholeness, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that she would rest and where she's at each day, Lord, that she would rest in that and not think she has to do more, like, and you know, like you don't have to look at pictures to, you know, Lord, that she would just move at the speed she knows to move at with you and in you, God. So we thank you, Lord, for your restoration and reconciliation through your blood, through your grace, and through your power, Father, in all things, Lord. Jesus' name, we thank you, God. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And I know, Lord, and may she know as well, Lord, that PGN and the other listeners and callers have been thinking about her and praying for her as well, God. And so we thank you, Lord, that you just surround her, Lord, with your goodness and with your presence, Father. Jesus' name, Lord, and let even your just the anointing from heaven, Lord, to just drip on her, God, on her mind, Lord, and breaking yokes, God, of what the enemy meant for evil, God, that she would know that you raised up a standard, God, that your standard, even within her, to push back, God, that was your standard, raising up against the works of the enemy, Father God. So let her see and know, God, the Spirit of God, Lord, her working with the Spirit and the voice of God and the breath of God upon her life, Lord, is your standard, Father God, and your love, Father God. Even as we read tonight, we read from John 15 about abiding in the Lord. In verse 9, it says, as the Father loved me, Jesus speaking, I also have loved you. So abide in my love. And so we thank you, Lord. Let her know that she is abiding in your love, Father God, even in the midst of the storm, Father. We thank you, Lord, for even just your perspective, Father, of your perspective, of your love and restoration to be with her. And again, God, just mightily protect her parents, God, and bring forth your provisions and your grace upon their lives. In Jesus' name. Okay. So let me open your phone. So, wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. That generator, it's been on order a while, so that would make a world of difference to them if they can, you know, just so they have water to bathe in.
Yeah.
Those toilets.
Yeah.
Would be incredible blessing.
Yeah. And I would keep reaching out to, like, you know, the ministry I mentioned and local churches in that area as well, letting them know, you know, your parents' needs, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate everyone's prayers and thinking about us. I actually was thinking about Rhonda. I know she's mentioned Asheville several times, and I didn't know if she lived there or what, but she's been on my heart.
Yeah, she actually mentioned you the first week, too, or reminded us at PGN that you were in that area, because I didn't know, I mean, I knew you were in North Carolina, but I didn't know what area. So I think her mother-in-law or family member was up in that area, or used to live or was there, but I think that they were okay, like that, were okay, but she said she did remember that you were near that area as well. So
she came to mind.
And that was probably her intercession for you too. So yes, definitely. You guys had mutual thoughts for each other.
Yeah. I think that's a God thing. And I'm glad that, you know, that's, you know, her family's okay. And really no words for the devastation. Sorry.
I just go through this
process of shock and denial, and then, like, this has literally been the first day that my mind has been in a good place. Like, I just felt like the Lord is like, you need to control, you know, the only thing you can control is your thoughts. So I worked on that today, but I've been in a really, I guess, state of depression. Felt guilty about that, because God, you know, he was so good to us. He is and continues to be. So I was wrestling with that, like, feeling bad for feeling bad.
Well, I think it makes sense to me, because you had a great loss, like devastating loss, you know? I mean, destruction.
It's my community, but there were places that were very intimate places between the Lord and I, where he ministered to me, where he changed me, literally, like, started the healing process, and those places are gone. And that was my place. Those were the places I went, that I visited frequently and just loved on him, and he loved on me. And not that he can't be found, he can be found anywhere, but it's all gone. And it's just really hard to process all that.
Well, we will definitely continue to pray for you, and, you know, if you need prayer, reach out. anything specific to PGN, or even if you text Randy and say, hey, will you ask Deborah to pray specifically for this, you know?
Thank you.
That's fine. Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we'll definitely be thinking of you, and you know, stay in touch so we can know the progress and how your folks are doing, you know.
I will. You know, it's a time where I need to be sharpened and encouraged, so I will do that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, we love you, and thank you for calling in.
Love you, too. Thank you. God bless.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Well, thank God, I mean, that's remarkable, and thank God that their lives are okay, so praise God for that. Okay, 323-572, is this Frida?
Yes, this is Frida from Los Angeles.
Hey there, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Well, let me pray for you. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. So, Father God, we thank you for Frida, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your grace, Lord, and we lift her up to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bring Frida to you, God, and at your altar, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. I'm seeing, like, wings on you and you, like, using them. And somehow the Lord is, like, I don't know if things are getting lighter, but, like, you're, you know, sometimes when the Lord brings us to a next level, if you will, it is, we don't always maybe see things. Like, so I see, like, this, like, you being lifted up a little bit, like, almost like, oh, gosh, I don't know if you call it a bird or a butterfly or whatever, but when they... Like, if you've seen it in, like, a Disney proportion where it would be, like, they're just getting used to flying or getting used to using their wings and not even realizing, oh, my gosh, like, my feet are off the ground. I'm being lifted up and things are lighter. And, you know, I didn't even know, like, this training and the capacity to use these wings, if you will, like, to use the function where things become lighter and your step is lifted up. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for every function spiritually gift, Lord, that you've given Frida, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for her utilizing that, God, in Jesus' name, because a lot of times when the Lord is teaching us to walk in a higher place, actually, that is what it is. Well, thank you, Lord. The Lord is teaching you to walk in a higher place. Spiritually, what that is that you are, thank you, Father, is that he wants us to gain his perspective. And, you know, because we know where it says we are already seated in heavenly places and through the circumstances of where we walk in the natural, the Lord is just lifting you up to take the higher ground, you know, but it's spiritual, but not in a self-righteous thing, but you're taking a higher ground as you're walking, and he's teaching you how to walk higher and to take that higher ground, you know, and not to walk in the ways of the natural, but you know, you're walking along the same path and the same area, the same distance and the same, you know, time frame in the natural. But the Lord, again, is just teaching you how to walk above it, that you're not affected by it. You know, it's not going to trip you up in the sense where it's not going to entangle you or ensnare your steps or your feet, you know, and And again, it's not something that is like self-righteous in any way, but the Lord just showing you, hey, you can walk alongside someone on the same path, but you're going to take it in differently than they would, because he is lifting you up and he's teaching you, he's actually teaching you how to walk on higher ground. So Father God, I thank you, Lord. Lord, if there be any other wording or verbiage, Lord, in what I'm seeing and what you're trying to convey through your vessel here, Father God, on Frida's behalf, Lord, I just want to surrender to you, God, and ask you, Lord, to move, to bless my words, God, and my mind, Father God, Lord, for your purposes and your will, Father, as you are reaching Frida and encouraging her, Lord, through every step, God, every step that she takes, Lord. I just thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. So. So, yeah, I'm seeing just the, I don't know if you want to call it the practice of it, because in some ways we learn certain functions, the way that the Lord, like functioning tools in the spirit, like when he unlocks a certain wisdom or a certain way that's according to like maybe like one of his laws, like when, and I would say one of his laws meaning like without faith it's impossible to please God, right? So that's a law. So if there's no faith involved, like it's not our own effort. So when our own effort is involved, you know, then that's that God doesn't necessarily always work through our own effort. He works through faith. So, you know, like that, I would call that a law of God, not necessarily the other laws, although the commandments are still rule and reign. You know what I'm saying? So I see you like, what I'm seeing is like you practicing and learning the functions of the Lord. I don't know how else to say that, but that type of thing, and how he functions and moving higher in that. So, okay, that's what I'm, yeah, on to the, so, praise God.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for that.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in. And so do you have any specific prayer requests?
Actually, yes, I want to pray for my niece, my oldest niece, Nia. And I called with her before. And, she called in actually before a while ago. And I know that she's experiencing some things that is causing her to feel like that she isn't doing something right. And I know that that's from, like, interference of the devil. And I tried to explain to her about accepting all these other religions, that it only leads to the devil. It doesn't matter what it's called or what people are trying to tell you, that's not what you were taught. And I don't know if that is the factor of why she's having all these things going on, but I have a feeling that it's related to that. Some of the things she's wasn't so vocal to tell me, but I know that she's going through things, and I rather God intervene in the way that he sees fit to, in order to get her attention, than for her to be led astray by people that she thinks are looking out for her best interest.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that's smart.
And, you know, she has four children, and
you know, they children are absorb everything and they look at things and they hear and see things. And I can just tell that from talking to her that it's a lot going on. And I was kind of concerned. And I can't tell her what to do. She's grown. So I can only offer my advice. But, yeah, I really, really wanted prayer for her.
Okay, absolutely. Let me pray for her now. Thank you.
Thank you.
For Leah. God bless you. Yeah, God bless you. Hey, so I noticed that our time, so I do have more time, I think, but I think they changed something on the blog talk, because when I made the program, I couldn't just put my name anymore. I had to actually, like, almost create a sentence or a phrasing for it to accept the program. And so since the 90 minutes has ended, generally on my keyboard over here on this end of Blog Talk, it'll say, like, I go into record mode, and that's not showing anymore. So, which I think we can all still, I mean, I'm still talking, and I know Frida could still hear me. So even after the program dropped, but I'm saying that to say if anyone goes back, I think, to listen to the download or whatever, you may not be able to hear past just where the end of Frida's call happened. So the rest of it might not be being recorded. And I say that also because I still have three more callers, 608-251-817, in case something happens again that is just out of the normal from what generally I see. Okay, let's pray for Leah. So, Father God, we thank you for Leah, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would purge every other form of idol, every false godness, Lord, that she is trying to claim, Lord, or that's trying to steal, really, God, and dismantle the one true God in her life, God. I pray, Father God, that you would be placed on the altar of her heart, Lord, in all truity, is that a word? And fullness, Father God, that you declare who you say you are, God. I just break up witchcraft in the name of Jesus, Lord, and a divination in the name of Jesus, Lord, that it's not there's no power in her effort, Father, that can sustain her, God, that can qualify her, Father God, but only the grace of the living God. So we thank you, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing her clarity into your word, Lord, even if you're used Frida to lead her into your word, Father God. We thank you for your mercies, Lord, to deliver her from the snares of the enemy, God. And we pray for her children, God, and you preserve them, God, and their purity, God, and call forth the nature of the living God, Lord. And we ask for your marvelous light to shine forth, Lord, that they would follow after you, Lord, for your word says that you are the light of life. And those who follow you, Father God, do not walk in darkness, Lord, but they have the light of life within them, Father. So we thank you for shining forth, bringing it forth, Father God, and burning off any other falseness, any other false God and lesser God. Lord, remove that and uproot it from her heart, Lord. We take the word of God as an axe. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, our next caller is 608-960. Good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's Shannon.
Hey. Okay, I thought so maybe, but wasn't sure. Well, thank you for joining us. God bless you. Let me mute you for a second there and pray for you. So, Father God, we thank you for Shannon. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for the helmet of salvation. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for him keeping his thoughts of truth upon you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for demolishing any strongholds, God, anything that would set itself captive over your plans, over your purposes in his life, Father God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just as he wears this helmet of salvation. But I'm really seeing, like, I'm seeing this helmet like the in the old times, you know, where they played football and they were like these leather helmets. I mean, I'm seeing it like that where it's like, it's a helmet, like you have a covering. I don't know if the Lord's just saying that you have a covering over your mind, and like that he's placed that over our minds as a preservation, right, of taking in the will of God and the purposes of God, and anything, you know, that any thought that would build itself up against the knowledge of God and the will of God would be held captive, you know. And if the Lord says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, that is the word of the Lord. So we thank you, Father God, as he's asking God and seeking and knocking, God, that he would find, Lord, that he would find according to your word and according to your ways, Father God. We thank you for opening those places up, God, opening the right windows, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, they wouldn't even be manufactured windows, God, but they would be they would be purposeful windows of you, Father God, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, Lord, as he's trusting in you, God, that you do open these windows of heaven, God. Let him see it, God, the windows of heaven, pour forth a blessing, Lord, that he cannot contain, God. Because I know, Lord, when this young lady comes into his life, God, that it will be such a blessing that his heart cannot even contain it, God. But he's going to be so glad, Lord, that he pressed into the word of the Lord and shed things off in his mind, Lord, that didn't equip him with your purposes, Lord. So we thank you for demolishing the strongholds, demolishing the lies and the misconceptions and the misdirections and the manufactured things of the enemy, telling him that he needs to manufacture things in his own effort as opposed to trusting in you, Father God. So we thank you for the renewal and the refreshing and the restoration in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And, you know, so I'm seeing these other windows too, like in a window panes or whatever you want to say. But sometimes the Lord, when it says give and it shall be given unto you, or something about in the windows, when he opens that window. But sometimes there's different things, like you might see in the window, like there might be an idea, there might be a direction. There might be, you know, they look different, but the pieces come together to opening the door. I don't know if that makes sense, but I think it does. But praise God.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
I was the helmet of salvation thing is pretty cool because I actually wrestle with salvation. And I've watched a lot of, you know, YouTube documentaries where people have had these, you know, near-death experiences or whatever, Christians.
Yeah.
And they have a lot in common. You can tell when some are just a hellish experience and others are, like, they seem they might be legit. There's a couple people mm-hmm. that I came across that both said that it's like only 2.5% of Christians make it. And I'm thinking, if it's that hard to make it to heaven, I would rather have never been born with those odds, you know? And I had my own experience several years ago, and it took me like 2.5-3 years to get over it. It was the most awful experience in my life. And I believe it was a real experience. But so Yeah, that kind of spoke to me because I was just thinking about that, like, in the last half hour, too. And, of course, I'm thinking about walking in love and how much easier it is to walk in love when you have those that love you and you've got your family and all that. And it's a little bit more challenging for somebody, I think, in this world to not have that or ever experienced it. It's different for somebody that's, you know, alone and they've raised kids and all that. But for somebody that just never had it happen, it can really be a challenge to trust God, you know, that he loves you. He's got a plan. He hasn't rejected you, but he's given it to everybody else. So I appreciate those prayers always from you and Randy and everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on the treadmill
thank you
right
for
now,
sure.
So I thought I was out of breath.
Yeah. No, I thought maybe you were driving. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that. And so praise God for that, really. Yeah, because I think that you articulated that well. And I do know that sometimes, but you're right. It's, and some, you are right. It is, but even, I will say this, but even in saying like, because, how do I say this? In a sense, because the Lord was showing me just, when you're, our response that comes out of us is, that is loving, irregardless, but I do know feedback, if you will, and like those sounding boards, if you will, the sounding boards in those relationships do make a difference in our lives because we do need each other. Even in the body of Christ, Lord, we encourage each other in the faith, and then we need each other to build each other up in the kingdom and the family of God. That's how it works. But at the same time, the love that is in our hearts when we express it to other people, it should be irregardless of how they're feeling or what they're saying or how they've treated us as well. So even in that, that can be difficult, right? So like if there's, you know, so you know what I'm saying, because that can happen in any relationship. That could happen with a boss. That can happen with a neighbor, you know, a cashier, whatever, you know, the driver next to you, and still being able to, hey, I'm going to be who I am, irregardless of how you treat me or how you respond or what that sounding board is like. This is still who God's created me to be. Really is a resounding effort to express that. Each person really is like a, you know, growing in maturity. I've noticed because sometimes we can have hesitations or even presuppositions, you know, maybe with a coworker or something, but as opposed to just being free, like, hey, I'm just going to be who I am. And, you know, like the Lord says, it rains on the just and the unjust because he's so gracious. He's so gracious and loving and kind to make the provision, you know, that it's remarkable, right? He doesn't change his character so much. So you know what I'm saying. So praise God for that.
Right.
So, okay. Do you have any prayer requests before we, or did we cover it?
You prayed it, you know, the life thing, you already prayed it and
yeah.
He's going to keep on trusting that the time and the place is going to happen, and if I missed it, it comes back around, whatever. I don't too much time alone, and you think too much too, that's another problem.
Yeah, and
I work alone as well, so except for when I show up to dealerships or my customers, I'm pretty much on my own. So
yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. So, but you do have a local church that you attend, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a small one.
Okay. All right. So let me just pray over there. I'm going to close your phone line. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, again for Shannon, Father. We thank you for opening doors, Father, and even with more customers, Lord, more just enlarging his territory with friendships, Lord, that he would have friends that are friends of you, Lord. And just thanking you, Father God, for just to cross more thresholds, Father God, doorways, Lord, of opportunities, Lord, for him to cross over, God, and to transition, God, Lord, so even he can have good sounding boards, Lord, for even his own thoughts, God, and people just mirroring back and helping him to grow in those areas, God, encouraging him to step out and finding that faith and encouragement with your word and love and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's take our next caller. 251-229, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening, this is Sarah.
Hi, Miss Sarah. How are you? From Alabama?
Doing well.
Good. Very good. Okay, let me pray for you. Thank you for staying with us and joining us tonight. So, Father God, we thank you for Sarah in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, and we bless her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we lift her up before your throne, Father. And before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for her. In Jesus' name. And I'm seeing a lot of, I don't know if they're considered wildflowers, but they're like little daisies. They're yellow, though. They're the little yellow flowers. I don't know, those might be considered wildflowers. I don't know, but it's very... beautiful. So, Father, we thank you for this in Jesus' name. And you know what? I'm going to look in this book. This is my unction, is to look in here to see what that is. Let me look up. I think the color yellow has to do with courage. And then, but let me see if wildflowers in here are. Yeah, because, I mean, it's a very... Yeah, it's a very nice scene that I'm seeing. There's lots of them. All right. Oh. Okay. That's weird. Let's see. Okay. All right. Well, it's not there. Oh, goodness. Stay with me here. Yellow, spirit of understanding, Isaiah 11:2, soul, hope, gift of God, light, marriage, teacher, that's funny, family, celebration, joy, happiness, renewed mind, optimism, idealism, wealth, summer, air, courage, welcome, home, honor, sunlight, okay, yeah, all of those, And now let me go to flower, because I don't see it under the W for wildflower, but it could be. Could be here. Okay, well, flowers is people flourishing on 103.15, beauty, reproduction, blossom, blessings, favor, love, growth, increase. Yeah, I wish there was wildflower on here because there's so many of these little flowers that I'm seeing. Thank you, Father, for just bringing clearer pictures, Lord, and definitions and understanding unto Sarah, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, for covering her, Lord, with all of this, Lord, with flourishing, with people who are flourishing, God, with the beauty and the blossoms of reproduction, you know, like the Lord duplicating, reproducing, you know, and I don't know if that reproducing is part of, you know, you being a teacher and you're imparting and you're reproducing and shaping and transforming these little lives, you know, for the favor and the blessing of the Lord, how he expanding their hearts with growth and increase. So we thank you, Father God, for her nature. I'm sure you do in friendships as well. It's just like your nature to offer that. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, even just for, like, the beauty of the Lord, Lord, to reflect, to those things to be reflected in her face, because I'm seeing these flowers nearer your face, like nearer your head, you know, but there's so many of them. It is like, they do remind me of wildflowers if you're driving and you see the, where there's just so many of them, but it's so beautiful. Okay, thank you, Father. I thank you for speaking the way you desire to speak to your people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, praise God.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you for what the Lord gave you, the interpretation. I also was looking at the biblical, let me see if I can bring it up. I was doing it through Google, the biblical standpoint of David.
Yeah, you know what, I didn't look up Daisy. I'll look that up in here while you read that. I didn't think to look up that word.
And it says, let's see here. Where did I get that from? Okay, what do daisies represent in the Bible? And it says, the daisies tell many times when people turn away from sin and toward God, for a fresh start, like the Apostle Paul. The prime example, changing from being one to the biggest haters of Christians to one of the biggest preachers of God, because God washes away sins and he makes us whole and clean, and it stands for the innocence and purity. So I don't know Oh, okay, and it's something else.
Okay, I did find it too. Oh, what did it say?
It's like summer. Wait a minute. Okay.
Okay, let me read this one while you're still looking. So I did find it, and so some of these things are crossing over what you're saying. So purity, innocence, gentleness, loyal, love, health, and prosperity, something excellent or noble.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've looked at that one too. So that is good. That is awesome how God just uses, gives you so many talents, and then he uses you to, how can I say, the examples of different things, and then you take out the time to search it and get the meaning of what God gave you to tell the people. So that's awesome, you know, because you go in there and research it, and you're like, wait a minute, let me tell you this. And so I think that is just awesome. That's the glory of God. That is God.
That is the glory of God, and that I like the way you say that. That is definitely God, because I just had a light impression. Oh, hold on a second. Something. What is this? Oh. Oh, somebody is testing the system. Can you still hear me?
I'm healed. I'm here.
Okay, thank you. I just had a light impression to look up what, like, to go get the book, and then I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to go with this, you know. So I like the way you say that, though. It is the glory of God, so of how he reveals, and it's the glory of God, what he conceals and what he reveals, right?
Right. I mean, how he uses you to take out the time to say, wait a minute, I'm going to tell you the meaning, and then you look at different resources, and I mean, that's the glory of God. I mean, he takes out the time with us, and he takes out the time to forgive us of our sins. He takes out the time to give us the joy, the glory, the forgiveness, everything we can ever imagine. So, you know.
Amen.
And that's God.
Yeah.
You know.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. He does bring things into the light and to the forefront. So, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes. I want to pray about my right knee. Well, health and wellness. I'm just going to say health and wellness. That's
okay.
All my prayer. Yeah. Just asking the Lord to continue to bless me with health and wellness.
Okay. All right. there's going to be some sort of, if I get cut off, okay, I'm going to close your phone line. And then if we get cut off, thank you, Sarah, for joining us. God bless you and being a blessing. So Father God, we thank you, Lord, for health and wellness for Sarah, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and her mentioning her right knee, Father, if I heard that correctly. Lord, we thank you for touching her, God. We thank you for releasing your power, God, that she's coming in faith, Lord, that this is her place where she's reaching to touch you, God, by her faith, Lord, and by your stripes, Father God, the word of Lord that you sent to heal her, God, that she would be touched by that, Father God. And we thank you for strengthening her, Lord, and bringing forth, Lord, Lord, a healing and a restoration and renewal within her body, Father God, and strengthening her according to your spirit and by your grace with might, Father. In Jesus' name. No, what's going on with that? Okay, let me open the next phone because I think I need to get going. I don't know what's going on there. So 817-386. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Keisha.
Keisha, okay. Keisha, you're from Texas, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, let me pray for you. Do you have any prayer requests? Because I'll do it all at once because I keep getting this drop-down box saying that there's a test program coming and I don't want to get cut off from you.
Yeah, I'm just needing, I'm really needing the strength because there's some areas where I am working on just humbling myself and just wanting to see a different light, a different side. Just because I do hear God telling me to humble myself, and I'm thinking that it's probably just so I can, because I'm just trying to think about, like, how, what, in what area, and I'm thinking it's just so I can respond differently when I'm facing with different issues and with different things, just to know that it can be another way, and just letting him fully work it out, no matter what I see, no matter what I feel, no matter what exactly is being said, but that he has the final say so.
Yes, amen. I'm sure that is very much it. Let me just say, I was reading where I was talking about that very much when I humble ourselves. Usually when he'll tell me to humble myself, that is usually it, is that I don't see it just in my limited view and my own understanding, but I'm trusting him in all of my ways. So that means like my hands and my efforts off of it. And I'm just trusting him, you know, and humbling myself. But we were talking about this the other day to somebody else, and I kept, anyways, we're mentioning Job, and I was like, you know, Job, to me it's fascinating that Job had to repent. And this other person was saying it was fascinating to them that God had a conversation with the enemy, you know, out of Job's whole story. I'm like, and so today I was thinking, okay, well, anyways, so when I was looking for like what Job had to repent of, you know, and it was like specifically was that he complained against God and that he was in some ways saying that God was unjust. It was the injustices of God for what happened in his life. And this is what he needed to repent of. And so it's interesting to me because I feel like that sounds reasonable to me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And maybe I would have responded the same way Job did. I don't know. I mean, probably so if it sounds justifiable to me, but it's deeper than that. God takes us to such a deeper understanding. And even me, you know, looking in that and then talking about it, like looking that up and then talking about it now, is I know the Lord is inviting me to go back and to look at that more and to learn more of who God is. And to allow him to take that space up and enlarge my heart and my understanding and my mind, right, where it talks about growing in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That right there is an invitation where I have that, like, so it's an invitation. So anyways, take that and for what it is, and let me pray for you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so praise God. So, Father God, we thank you for Keisha, Father God. We thank you for moving in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, that she hears your voice, Father God, that she's going to do your voice, Father, just as when, you know, I know I say this verse a lot, too, in John 2:5, Mary said to the attendants at the wedding when he was changing the water to wine, and she told them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. So I thank you, Father God, Lord, for Keisha following you, God, with humility, God. We thank you for the strength, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, just for teaching her to lean upon your understanding. God, even if that's all she knows, is to lean upon your understanding. She doesn't know the outcome. She doesn't know why. She doesn't know God. But what she does know, God, is that you're asking her to humble herself. God, so I thank you, Father God, that she would do what she knows to do, Father God, according to your word, which is, in this case, your Rhema word, Lord, that was spoken to her, Father God. So we thank you for her obedience in that, God, and for growing her heart and showing her, Father God, that you are working, that you are defending, that you are fighting on her behalf, Lord, with your love and with your spirit, Father God, that even it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by his spirit, says the Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for moving on her behalf, Lord. We thank you, God, for strengthening her, God, and the sufficiencies of your grace that sustain her, God, and strengthen her, God. And we thank you, Lord, for also, God, blessing her with the sufficiencies and growing her and your sufficiency of grace, Father. Because really, when grace comes to us, we have it throughout our entire lifetime. And that quickening, the conviction, the quickening, the living, and even the when we pass from heaven to earth, that takes grace, and then the surpassing, all surpassing, it surpasses even into eternity, this grace, the all-surpassing grace. I just think of that, how enlarged, you know, our minds, the all surpassing grace and the sufficiency of it, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for being with her, Lord, and encouraging her heart as she humbles herself before you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for, again, moving and guiding her and defending her with your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for everyone for joining us. And God bless you. And thank you again. Bye-bye.